God be with you.
Also with you.
Welcome to worship, sisters and brothers. My name is Paul, and I serve the village as musician and worship assistant. For tonight's worship, we'll be led in some creative meditations, words from Kata Schwain, who's one on the teaching staff. Let's prepare for worship with a moment of silence.
A reading from Matthew. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Holy wisdom, holy word.
You don't like the heat. You never have. Or the dust. Your wife used to be so tender about washing it off, dipping a cloth into a bowl of cool water and wiping the back of your neck and your wrists, polishing even your ankle bones clean. You are hot now, hot and impatient. The sun burns your scalp where your hair is beginning to thin, and beads of sweat slide down your spine. There is no shade here at the appointed place. You hate waiting without shade. You hate listening to the other disciples exchanging parables back and forth like merchants in the marketplace. Lost coin for lost sheep, fig for thief, lazy servant for prodigal son. You have never felt as though you belonged with the others. You are not as articulate as they are. You are not as compassionate or as smart. The other disciples have always been so pleased with their vocation, so certain of their duties. You are tired of their eager and perfect faces, tired of how easily they remember every single word that Jesus speaks. Even more, you are tired of yourself, tired and ashamed. When the guards took Jesus by the arms in the garden, he looked at you, to you, but you did not return his stare. Instead, you studied the branches of the holm tree to his right and observed the way the moonlight dappled the grass at his feet. Afterwards, while the other disciples wept, you busied yourself with the livestock. You examined the hooves of the lambs. You watered the donkeys. When Jesus was crucified, you stood at the back of the crowd. Still unable to look him in the eye, you stared at his hands, the fingers curling inward toward the wound, the palms bruised and swollen and bloody, his fingertips strafed with tiny splinters. Then he died, and you were alone. The earth shook, the curtain tore, the other disciples wept. You looked down at your own worthless hands. You looked at the land stretching everywhere. You had nowhere to go.
We invite you to
the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them.
Once, when you were younger, diving off the cliffs near Capernaum, you found a wrecked fishing boat sunk into the sand. The water was clear, and so you could see the seaweed clinging to the mast and the small silver fish darting in front of the tilted plane of the deck. You looked and looked until your lungs began to burn, until you had to kick upwards for air.
When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
When Jesus appears, you feel the same way you did when you saw that ship. You recognize the object before you, but it is saturated with a different kind of matter. And although you can see him perfectly in front of you, you know that he no longer belongs to this world. You know that he, your teacher, will leave you again, the same way that you knew as a child that you could not remain underwater for long enough.
Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me."
Jesus speaks. You listen without having to try. You understand without hearing a word.
Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
You understand that he has given you a path that is not easy. You understand that most places you sleep will no longer be familiar, that your feet will bruise and blister, that some part of you will always feel that you do not quite belong, that you are not quite brave enough or worthy enough or strong enough. You look at the land stretching in every direction. You look at the path, the one you are being called to follow. It is a hard path, but it is good ground on which you have chosen to stand.
And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
And finally, you look into his eyes. They are brown, with tiny flecks of gold radiating from the pupils. They are kind, and you realize that although all this time you could not bear to look at him, that he has never lifted his gaze from you. This is good ground on which you have chosen to stand. Amen.
Please join me in singing the song on your pink sheet.
Eleven climbed the Galilean mountain, where Jesus preached of love and taught.
Oh, Go in peace to serve the living God.